Champaign Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
There's no evidence of arson. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what a prosecutor is saying in Paris. Hours after the fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral was finally put out, people in France in shock.
Voilà, mise en sécurité, voilà.
It's 850 years of history. It really hurts. We're sad.
Fox's Simon Owen is live in Paris.
Dave, people are filling the sidewalks around the cordoned off cathedral here, taking in the destruction. This iconic church losing its spire and its roof. But firefighters worked through the night to save the church's primary stone structure. The fire now declared fully extinguished after around 15 hours. President Emmanuel Macron has pledged a rebuilding effort. Two wealthy French families have already promised $320 million. Dave?
Simon, Democrats are demanding the Trump administration turn over internal documents as the president pushes to transfer illegal immigrants to sanctuary states and cities like New York. Mayor Bill de Blasio told New York One,
it's illegal. It's just plain illegal. We'll meet them in court. We'll beat them in court.
The president of the new 2020 challenger, Bill Weld, wants to beat him in the Republican primaries. The former Massachusetts governor announced his GOP campaign last night, while Bernie Sanders, the frontrunner among the candidates in the Democratic race, was at a forum on Fox in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, where Fox's Jared Halpern is live.
Minutes before his Fox News town hall, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders released 10 years worth of tax returns, showing he's now a millionaire thanks to writing a best-selling book.
So if anyone thinks that I should apologize for writing a best-selling book, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it.
But Sanders used the release of his tax returns to make an appeal for more tax information.
I guess the president watches your network a little bit, right? Hey, President Trump. My wife and I just released 10 years. Please do the same.
In his 2016 run, Sanders declined to release multiple years of tax returns. Dave.
Jordan, the president is also fighting a Democratic push in the House to get his tax returns directly from the IRS. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us. And find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
The Mueller report will come out on Thursday. Grand jury testimony, other sensitive material cut out. Democrats want all of it. The president insists he was exonerated and his investigators should be investigated. Julian Assange will be back in court May 2nd in the U.S. attempt to get the WikiLeaks founder sent here from London, where he was arrested after being holed up in Ecuador's embassy for nearly 7 years.
Court documents unsealed Monday revealing details of U.S. government accusations against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The affidavit containing chat logs allegedly between former Army Private Chelsea Manning and Assange, who's accused of helping her try to break into the Defense Department computer system, an FBI agent also writing the two had reason to believe that leaking U.S. military reports would cause injury to the country. Assange fighting extradition to the U.S. after being arrested last week in London, where Ecuador stopped granting him asylum at its embassy. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A woman in the middle of a GoFundMe scam admits to her role in the fraud.
It was a feel-good story that flipped the stereotype. Not a nice lady giving money to a homeless guy, but a homeless guy giving his last 20 bucks to a nice lady who ran out of gas on a highway ramp in Philadelphia, scamming 14,000 donors to pay it forward to the tune of $400,000. Now 28-year-old Kate McClure has pleaded guilty to theft by deception. The homeless vet, Johnny Bobbitt, also pleaded guilty. Both agreed to repay the blown money and testify against Kate McClure's ex-boyfriend in the deal, Mark D'Amico. McClure's lawyer says there's a lot more at play in the relationship with D'Amico, including violence against her, says he was the real mastermind. McClure now facing 4 years in prison. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
On Wall Street, a rebound's brewing. The Dow's up over 100 for the futures. NFL star Russell Wilson has a new contract in Seattle. The Seahawks quarterback confirmed on social media early this morning has a new deal that will reportedly make Wilson the highest paid player in football. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Tuesday morning. Local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An Urbana man who was on the University of Illinois wheelchair racing team finished the Boston Marathon on Monday. 20-year-old Daniel Romanchuk is the youngest athlete to win the men's wheelchair race. He finished the race in 1 hour, 21 minutes, and 36 seconds. He attends Parkland. The University of Chicago Booth Business School is tied for third place among the best Master of Business Administration programs in the country. U.S. News ranked 131 schools after examining 367 of them. Hope you got your taxes in by midnight. A new report from 24/7 Wall Street says the average federal tax refund in Illinois was about $3,500, and it ranked seventh highest among the states. That number is based on 2017 IRS data book numbers. The refunds came from more than 245 million tax returns. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
It's time. Time to call the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Hi, this is Justin Gensler. At Illinois National Bank, we actually care about customer service, and we have time for you. Time to educate you about the process. Time to answer your questions. And we take time to update you on what's going on with your mortgage. I think it's time to call us, the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. 217-530-4351. Or online at IllinoisNationalBank.com.
Illinois National Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS number 611367.
Here's your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist from Simple. Does Simply Magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or BlossomBasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. Partly cloudy with a high 75, 10 degrees above average, down to 55 this evening. We've got some morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, and the forecast tomorrow still mild with a high 76, low 58, 64 with some showers. In the forecast on Thursday, cloudy and windy as we wrap up the week with a high 52, but back into sunshine for that Easter weekend. Right now we're at 48 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll talk Notre Dame and the fire in Paris, just heartbreaking on this Holy Week for Christians. Simon Owen will chime in here in just a few moments. The Cubs win in Miami. It's a time to get a little bit healthy and get a little mole. Miami's got the worst record in baseball. Cubbies win last night. Hopefully the next two nights as well. Down in Miami, Cardinals got to quit pitching to Christian Yelich. They can't get him out. More on that coming up in our Cardinal recap. We'll do that in a few minutes. Also, it's a great giveaway this morning at about 7:40 or 7:45. We have a partnership with Kusky Landscaping, and it's our job to get people like you to use an outstanding landscaper. Pergola, backyard grill, whatever you're thinking about. We're going to give you a chance to get $1,000 at Joel Kusky, Kusky Landscaping, and that's going to be coming up in a little better than a half an hour. So if you are interested in having a chance of this thing, we'll have you text in coming up. Stand by for that. $1,000. Okay, heartbreak is what I felt. Just sadness to watch the burning of Notre Dame, an 850-year-old cathedral in one of the greatest cities on earth, Paris, France. 709, Simon Owen. Simon, are you there?
Morning, Stevie.
Heartbreak. That's what I felt. What do you know this morning on the burning of the cathedral? Is the fire out?
Yeah, it's out. We got word of that around 10 a.m. here, and it's 2 p.m. now. So it was about 15 hours after the alarm was raised that they declared that this was fully extinguished. But, you know, the skyline is changed here. It's striking. I've walked about as close as you can get to the cathedral. It's cordoned off, as you might imagine, and it just looks quite unbalanced because he's just so used to what it normally looks like. It's a huge hulking structure on the banks of the Seine River. Or actually, it's on a little island in the middle of the river. And it's two huge rectangular bell towers are still there. The stone structure is still intact, but it's got no spire and it's got no roof, and the spire did go 300 feet into the sky, so it does look very different. And, yeah, I mean, you talk about heartbreak. It is hard to overstate how much this church means to so many people here. It's an iconic building for the French. It's 855 years old. It has loomed over Paris for century after century. And so as word spread that it was on fire yesterday evening, thousands of people just stopped and watched in the street, just watched quietly as the flames went through the roof, as the fire collapsed, as huge plumes of smoke billowed into the sky. And, you know, many people were just quiet. Some dropped to their knees as if in prayer. Some people sang hymns. Just these extraordinary scenes here as people gazed on with horror at this national icon burning.
And at this point, they are calling it an accident. Is that correct?
Well, they say that's what they think for the time being. Yeah, the Paris prosecutor is in charge of an investigation like this. They say for the time being, they are treating this as an accident that was perhaps connected with renovation work. There was a big renovation job going on at the time. They say that they've found no evidence of arson or terrorism or anything like that. They say that this is a start of an investigation that they say will be long and complex.
And they said the timber came from 52 acres of forest back in the day, and that the lumber was obviously 855 mm-hmm. years old and probably exploded in flames because of how dry it was.
Well, I mean, I think with buildings like this, with lots of old, dry timber, and never mind the fact that within the structure you'll have lots of narrow passageways and probably trapdoors and lots of wood in there as well. And it's almost a uniquely horrendous job for firefighters to try and tackle something like this. And, you know, the Paris mayor has praised those firefighters for getting through it. I'm not sure how much you can really mitigate that kind of structure. And so what we have seen is that the authorities did have a plan, it seems, to get artifacts out, and they seem to have done very well on that. You know, the mayor has talked about a lot of art and holy objects that were recovered, with firefighters and other people forming a human chain to get them out. So that sort of thing, there was a plan, it seems, for that. But when you've got an old building, an old structure like this, yeah, I mean, it's really hard to guard against a blaze like this. And as I say, the stone structure is still standing. It's the wood part that's gone. But there is a government minister here who said this morning that actually we need to still check how solid the stone structure is. I think they're much more optimistic this morning than they were last night when they thought the whole thing might come down. But it's just because it's still standing this morning doesn't necessarily mean it's safe. There could be a long road ahead.
Well, Simon Owen live from Paris in another minute or so. Simon, I know there's been talk about what took so long to get there, to get water on the structure. Any more news about that?
Well, I mean, so far the firefighters are being praised, and one of the notable things in this is that, you know, this is a place that gets 30,000 visitors a day. It's very, very popular, and no one was killed. And there was word that one firefighter was seriously injured last night. They have even downgraded that and said that firefighter was slightly injured, suffered minor injuries. So, look, I think they're probably going to be quite pleased with the fact that they got things out. No one died. I haven't heard complaints that they weren't there in time. I know President Trump had an idea on Twitter that they needed flying water tanks, and the French have said if they'd done that, the whole thing could have come down. So, no, I don't know. You're always going to get questions in the follow-up to a major, major incident like this, and this was a devastating fire. But I'm not necessarily aware of any particular complaints that they didn't do what they could have done.
Well, sad, but great reporting, Simon Owen, live in Paris, outside Notre Dame. Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks, Stevie.
That's Simon Owen. Some good reporting this morning. So it's fire is out. It is not as devastating as far as total destruction as initially thought. They have to still check the integrity of the structure, but it looks like some of it will remain. And, of course, the goal is to rebuild. I know that France does have a billionaire, and he has pledged $100 million toward rebuilding. No idea what something like that would take to restore, but it will take a long time. I mean, 30,000 visitors a day?
Wow.
55 million visit Paris, the City of Lights, every year. It's one of the number one tourist spots in the world. But, boy, to see that thing burning was just horrific and awful.
And to see the spire fall, ugh.
7:15, ESPN 93.5. Pray for restoration and strength of the French people. And the Pope has sent the same on a, was it Twitter, that the Pope has from Rome, again, praying for those in Paris this morning. Here, and again, it is a miracle. Nobody killed that many people around the structure
right.
All the time. It happened about 6 at night Paris time. Check your ESPN 93.5 sports headlines now. Diane Ducey.
Well, Milwaukee over the Cardinals 10-7 yesterday. You heard the action here on ESPN 93.5, and now we have your Redbird recap.
John Rooney in Milwaukee. The Cardinals split the two games in Mexico against the Reds, but the bats came out smoking in the game last night. The Cardinals had back-to-back home runs from Paul Goldschmidt and Paul DeJong, but lost a 2-0 lead because the Brewers scored 6 in the second, and Christian Yelich hit 3 home runs and drove in 7. Milwaukee won the game 10-7.
Both starting pitchers weren't very good. Peralta for the Brewers and Dakota Hudson struggled for the Cardinals, and really just offense, offense, offense. Christian Yelich almost really beating the Cardinals single-handedly. 7 RBIs, a career high for him, and the Brewers certainly gave up enough runs to lose this game. 7 runs for the Cardinals, but unfortunately, the Redbirds lose by 3.
The Cardinals were out hit 13-8 and lost 10-7. Now, tonight, Jack Flaherty will try to slow Milwaukee's attack down, and it's going to be Brandon Woodruff, who came up as a pinch hitter last night and got a double. We're on the air at 5:45 with the pregame show.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Well, Cubs win. The final there was 7-2 in Miami. We have a few highlights.
We do. Not super exciting, but it was the kind of the way the games had started for the Cubbies.
There go the runners, the 3-2. Low and outside, ball 4, forces in a run. Cubs lead 1-0. The 1-2, Bodie lines one, base hit to left field. It'll drive in 2, over to pick it up, Granderson near the line, racing to third, and going to second is Bodie safely. Contreras to third safely, 2-run double for David Bodie. Cubs lead 3-0.
It sounds like it's in Wrigley, but it's...
I know it.
More, there are more fans in Florida than there are in Miami.
I was listening to the game. He mentioned that, and how much blue there was
in
the crowd.
There's nobody going to Miami games. Miami's the worst team in baseball. So you got to win 3, and they did 1 last night. They got to get 2 more, kind of get things righted for Chicago as they get up back on track.
80 degrees at game time. 6-10 start on US 105.9.
Miami's only won 4 times.
Okay, gotcha.
They're the worst record in baseball. You got to go, go, go. Cubbies need all 3 of these.
Chicago White Sox over Kansas City 5-4. They had the basketball awards yesterday, the 97th annual banquet, and Georgie Bishonisvili and Io DeSumo most outstanding player awards. Demonte Williams, the Lou Henson Courage Award. Aaron Jordan gets the Orange Crush Three-Pointer Award and Kenny Battle Leadership Award. Andres Feliz with the Sixth Man of the Year Award. The Mato Award with Matt Hellman and the Free Throw Trophy. So good stuff happening. And locally with the Boston Marathon at 1 hour, 21 minutes and 36 seconds, Daniel Romanchuk, a Parkland student who is trained in Urbana with the U of I wheelchair team. Congratulations. Tatiana McFadden in second place. NHL action has the Blues in Winnipeg tonight, and NBA playoffs continue also. The Pacers play tomorrow night.
Today's weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER. to find your nearest Gerber location.
We've got a high 75, low 55 with partly cloudy conditions. Morning clouds, maybe a slight chance of showers. Then afternoon sunshine, windy tomorrow. High 76, low 59. A high of 64 for Thursday with thunderstorms and windy conditions in the forecast. We're currently at 49. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Bolin, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. It's Tuesday, April 16 at 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, American Airlines is getting ready to retrain its pilots on the Boeing 737 MAX jet. The Wall Street Journal says as soon as late summer, American pilots will be on simulators trained on the MAX's automated flight control system, suspected in two fatal crashes of the plane. The FAA has not mandated simulator training, so Americans' enhanced training is voluntary. The MAX jet is currently still grounded. The world's largest money manager, BlackRock, is reporting a weaker start to the year. Johnson & Johnson is predicting a strong year, though, after its first quarter earnings topped forecasts. J&J is reporting strength in its pharmaceutical business. It's reporting weaker overall sales in its consumer business, which includes over-the-counter treatments, though Neutrogena and Tylenol sales are strong. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, The Candidates with Brett Baer. Each week, Fox's chief political anchor, Brett Baer, sits down with a panel of Fox News personalities and experts to bring you up-to-date information on potential 2020 presidential candidates.
I'm going to get me a beer.
The state of play.
Justice rings out for all.
And the possible path to victory.
Who's going to beat Donald Trump?
Subscribe now to The Candidates with Brett Baer, wherever you get your podcasts, or foxnewspodcasts.com.
Exclamation point.
Hi, this is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 10 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. We look forward to meeting the needs of our current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Looking for a cool way to get a new heating or cooling system without breaking the bank? The Advantage program from Chief Bauer Service Experts gets you a high-quality home comfort system for one low monthly rate. There's no money down, never charge for repairs, and seasonal tune-ups are free. Right now, get a new heating or cooling system as low as $99 a month and no additional charges ever. Call Chief Bauer Service Experts today at 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com.
For expert service guaranteed, call 866-EXPERTS.
See website for license details.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University Urbana.
So you want to get into information technology? Great idea. Who's going to get you there? My Computer Career, the only school focused only on getting people into IT careers for over a decade, or some Johnny-come-lately college that's been at it for just a few years? Training to start an IT career is all we do. It's all we've ever done nationwide. You could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by OpenJar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-548-7132 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-548-7132 now. Again, 800-548-7132. That's 800-548-7132.
All right, 7:25. It is Tuesday. The giveaway here coming up. If you'd like a shot at $1,000 for landscaping, we're going to give that away in about 15 minutes.
Pretty cool.
Oh, my gosh. You can get started with this thing. Now, you know, it depends on what you want to do, but if you want to do that backyard grill, he can do the swimming pools.
Mm. The pergola.
Pergola, yeah. Janet kind of likes that pergola. Anyway, what you'll have to do is text us here in just a bit. Stand by. I'm going to ask for your zip code. Nice and easy. Kind of fun to see where you're listening from, too.
Uh-huh.
Then you'll have to kind of get it going within like a week or so.
Right.
Joel will make sure he gets out there and sketches something up within a few days. And then you kind of make a deal with him, yes or no. And if it doesn't work out, we give it to the next person.
We reach out after the show here on ESPN 93.5.
I'll be making these calls myself this morning.
Sounds good.
Try and find the right person to work with Joel and stand by. So if you are interested in $1,000, stand by in the next few minutes for landscaping, because who doesn't want to beautify everything? Okay. And again, congratulations is Daniel Romanchuk. Never heard of him. He's a 20-year-old Parkland kid, right, trains with the U of I guys. This is such an amazing epicenter for wheelchair sports. It has always been that way since Sharon Hedrick, the legend from the 70s at basketball. Wheelchair basketball here is just fantastic. Wheelchair racing with Gene Driscoll, amazing 9-time winner of the Boston Marathon. Tatiana McFadden, who got second yesterday, had to be disappointed. She'd won 5.
Right.
So at that level, you always want to win.
Right.
But the Boston Marathon with this Daniel Romanchuk, youngest ever at 20 years old, 1 hour, 21 minutes, 26.2 miles. Yee, that's amazing. And then a kid from Fisher, I read in the News Gazette, the kid from Fisher qualified at age 18.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, and of course, the last weekend of the month, everybody's coming into town for the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. The Big 5K has thousands of people involved on Friday night, the 26th.
It's 20,000 people, I think.
Amazing.
I think, what is it, almost 2,000 run the 26.2 full marathon?
And they have like the fourth mile celebration after that into the evening, and then it's the same on the 27th with the party happening. It's Street Fest kind of thing that we're used to at the football games for that 27th mile celebration. So good stuff happening for our community, and thanks to all those who are volunteering to help.
This will be the best marathon, best Christie Clinic ever, because Miss Illinois will be there.
Yay! Yeah. Is she participating or just cheering them on?
She ran the half marathon at Disney, but she's going to be an official kind of starting races.
Okay, gotcha.
And they went through the whole system because she has people, as I've said.
Yes, that's right.
But Grace is in kind of her final month.
Yes!
Because she'll go to Canada to work for Young Life in late May. And then she'll fly back to St. Louis and go to Marion, Illinois to give up her crown in the middle of June.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I don't know what's going on with Miss America because there's been some bumps. There is no pageant set for this next fall. ABC Television, Atlantic City, both are gone. No more Atlantic City. Grace will have said I was in the final Miss America in the iconic city of Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Wow. The city, I didn't realize all that.
Yeah, the city has pulled out. They did not want to pay the money they were paying for Miss America.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There have been rumors that they're going to hold it at a casino in Atlantic City. And the boardwalk is stunning, but outside the boardwalk, it's not very nice.
Right.
It's very, very poor. It's they're struggling in Atlantic City. But the boardwalk hall was iconic. It was really neat to be there for that. But I don't think it'll ever be in there again, which is sad. And Las Vegas has said no, ouch, to Miss America. So they're struggling.
Huh.
They're struggling a little bit. It is still an amazing competition of incredibly bright women. It's different than any other system we've ever seen because of the depth you have to go with current events and the service that you have to are required to kind of be part of with Children's Miracle Network and all the other platforms that these ladies have. And they're just really, really bright, smart kids.
And all the scholarship money that's awarded.
Biggest scholarship for women in the world is Miss America's organization. And Grace will leave college at the University of Illinois debt-free because of it. And that's a big deal. excited about all that. But anyway, we'll be watching that Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon with Miss Illinois there. And, of course, we'll be there because she's going to be there for sure. So we'll be hanging out there.
Right.
Okay, we're going to check our news. Come back. Going to talk a little tax day. Kind of a relief. That's all over.
Yeah.
And congratulations to all the CPAs and accountants that had to work so many hours.
Hopefully sleeping in today.
Well, probably not. Lots of extensions that you get 6 months, but whatever you owed, you had to pay yesterday. You can get an extension to file, but if you owed, you had to pay yesterday. So a little on that coming up here in just a moment. And then stand by for the Joel Kusky Landscaping Giveaway. Stand by.
Need an oil change? See your Champaign and Danville CarX man. Right now at CarX Tire and Auto. Get a full-service oil change starting at $19.99 with tire rotation and brake inspection. From oil changes to engine repair and everything in between, CarX Tire and Auto has been serving customers for over 40 years now with 12 Central Illinois locations. CarX has the right oil for your vehicle. And now for just $19.99. Stop in, call, or schedule online at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Two French billionaires have pledged to help pay for reconstruction at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The fire there is out.
The skyline here is changed today. While the cathedral's overall stone structure is still standing, it has no roof and its 300-foot-tall spire is gone. The fire has now been declared fully extinguished some 15 hours after the alarm was raised, after firefighters worked through the night. There have been no reports of deaths.
Fox's Simon Owen. A warning about wildfire risk in California.
A new report says more than 2.5 million Californians live in areas described as a very high hazard for wildfires. Nearly 180 cities and towns are in those areas. California's governor, Democrat Gavin Newsom, suggested last week that local governments de-emphasize building in areas around forests, but now says that was meant to start a conversation about how to build smarter.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
Local news brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook online. It's ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The engineering school at the University of Illinois will become the Granger College of Engineering. The Granger Foundation has made another $100 million gift, so that's a total of $300 million the foundation has given to the college over the years. The school will become the Granger College of Engineering. U of I trustees still have to agree on the new name, which also honors U of I alumnus William Wallace Granger, who founded the W.W. Granger, Inc. in 1927. Governor J.B. Pritzker recently signed into law a new bill banning municipalities from enacting right-to-work laws. CBS Local says the Collective Bargaining Freedom Act bans local right-to-work ordinances and imposes penalties for violations. Right-to-work laws ban union contracts from requiring all workers to join a union or pay dues. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, Classic Plumbing.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. They've been around a while. Your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years now. Watts is spelled with two T's. WattsCopy.com.
Sunshine, high 75. 55 our low tonight. Up to 76 tomorrow. Starting out with some morning clouds. Maybe a possible scattered shower. We've got afternoon sunshine by Wednesday afternoon and windy conditions. Thunderstorms, wind in the forecast for Thursday with a high 64. A little cooler on Friday, but the weekend right now looks pretty good. A high of 64 on Saturday with sunshine, partly cloudy Easter Sunday with a high 76. 50 now, ESPN 93.5.
Nice pictures, front page of Sports of the News Gazette, thick and thin. It shows Io DeSumo and Georgie Bishansvili with the shades.
Nice.
That kind of reflects who Georgie is.
Yes, it does.
Brad Underwood's kind of looking at him with a grin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's Georgie Bishansvili and what are they're not aviators, but they look kind of like aviators.
That's right.
They look like something he'd got in Europe, right?
That's
kind of
right.
A European look.
I love it.
He's quite the personality and a heck of a basketball player.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be fun, and I was not aware of Brad Underwood being under investigation. Did anybody know that story?
Yes.
When I saw that in the News Gazette Saturday morning, I said, what is this?
What?
Because of a complaint
right.
from somebody that left here,
uh-huh.
they investigated because of his language
that's right.
and treatment toward his players and came out fine is what
that's right.
Josh Whitman said, the athletic director. So it was just like, what? What? They kept that quiet.
Yeah, they did. I heard Tane Karp talking about it pretty extensively.
I missed it, so.
And, they didn't mention who the player was, but mentioned that it's six left the program. It was one of them.
Well, it certainly, and I think total of eight left after that first year. But it was just the Brad Underwood way. He's
right.
an old school coach.
That's right.
And it's, you're going to get yelled at a little bit, and you're probably not going to take the Sunday school class there. It's a little harsher language. But the players this year certainly seem to rally around their coach. There certainly seems to be cohesiveness with this bunch. And everybody but Aaron Jordan is coming back. The big fella isn't. He actually wasn't at the banquet last night. He went to the big seven-footer, and I never remember his name. He went down to Florida, and he's got a shot playing Europe. So,
oh, nice.
He was not at the banquet. In any event, it's another season done, 12-21. We're going to be better next year. I think we could be a lot better next year. I would expect Al DeSumo to say, hey, I'm going to test the waters in the NBA.
That's right.
Won't hire anybody. Means I can come back.
Mm-hmm.
But after you saw the NCAA tournament, you're going, wow, there are a lot of good basketball players.
There sure are.
I can't imagine if you're a first-round pick in the NBA draft, how good must you be? You have to be off the charts. There's so many
that
good
March Madness was sure fun.
Well, there's a lot of great players.
Yeah.
I mean, man.
So.
Oh, by the way, stand by for the Joel Kusky landscaping giveaway. I'm going to give you a chance to text in and have a shot at a $1,000 voucher toward landscaping from Kusky. Okay, we want you to grab your sneakers and lace up for this 11th annual Busey Youth Run. The Illinois Youth Run, sponsored by Busey, proud sponsor of the Youth Run, brought to you by the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. So, again, it's coming up a week from this coming Saturday, April 27, 3 p.m. for the Youth Run, entirely within Memorial Stadium in Champaign, finishes at the 50-yard line. Children 10 and under encouraged to participate. Separate races according to age. There's even a heat for siblings of all ages. The course is a little more than half a mile. Only $15 you can register. Online through Sunday at IllinoisMarathon.com for 15, by mail or in person at the Health and Fitness Expo on April 25 to 27, or the day of the Youth Run, April 27. Again, kids get goodies. There's running T-shirts and drawstring backpacks, medals. Make sure you don't miss out on this family fun event. Register today. Learn more about the Busey Illinois Youth Run and the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. Visit IllinoisMarathon.com or Busey.com. Member, FDIC. Okay, tax day over. Feels good.
Whew.
Nice to get that done. Unless you had to do an extension.
Yeah, we took a hit. But, we sold a house this year, so we had capital gains.
Yep. Chairman of GOPAC is David Avella. How are you, David?
Good morning.
Nice to have you back on the program. Okay, so how did it go? We heard all the tax cuts, they weren't anything. Maybe we felt it along the way and forgot about it or what. But what's your assessment of tax day in Trump? What is this, part two?
We as Republicans need to continue talking about the key numbers, that being the fact that there are 2 million more jobs in America as a result of the tax cut. Blue-collar wages are growing at a faster rate than white-collar wages, that for the average family of four who pays $75,000 in taxes, your tax cuts went down 50%. I mean, number after number shows the success of the tax cuts. And there are few Americans who believe they paid too little in taxes. So part of this media coverage you hear about, Americans think they didn't really benefit from the tax cuts, is the natural as Americans in our DNA, want to pay as little taxes as possible, yet still giving our fair share. But here's the number I would offer to you to really keep an eye on, and that is consumer confidence. And it's still a very strong number, albeit it is a little bit lower over the last 3 months. It's still a very strong number. And what it says is that Americans feel good about their economic situation. They're out there spending money, and that's why you see this economy producing so much, because Americans are confident in spending money.
The chairman of GOPAC is David Avella. David, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's around, does it make a sound? I mean, there's no coverage of any of this. I mean, what you're saying is all true, but you don't hear anything about it because Trump's evil and he colluded.
Let's go back to early 80s when President Reagan cut taxes. Similar coverage to what you're seeing now. Only benefited the top. People don't really feel any benefits from the tax cuts. On and on and on. 1984 rolls around. Ronald Reagan wins 49 states. Now, that doesn't mean that Republicans and President Trump shouldn't be out talking about about the tax cuts and the success of the economy. We do need to do that. But media coverage doesn't always reflect what's going to happen with voters in the ballot box and then ultimately how they completely view these tax cuts. Again, keep in mind, consumer confidence is still very high, very strong numbers. So while media coverage may suggest they're not popular, and again, ask most Americans and they're going to tell you, look, I pay too much in taxes. And here's the other thing that doesn't get very much coverage, but needs to be discussed. And that is the fact that as a result of these tax cuts, and you can be upset with not being able to deduct your state and local taxes. And that, there is a worthy discussion to have about that, particularly in high tax states like New Jersey and Connecticut and New York. They have concerns about it. What's not disputable is the fact that state and local governments have more money to spend on programs in their states as a result of the Trump tax cut. That's indisputable. Now, how they choose to spend it, where they choose to allocate those resources, that's up to state and local leaders. What is not in dispute is they have more money as a result of the federal tax cuts that got put in place.
Donald Trump has a chance to win again, David, and I don't know how big a safe room we're going to need after that with the woman screaming in the street that's still all over YouTube when Donald J. Trump was announced as president. If he wins again, it's going to be, I don't know what, because they all think he's going to lose. It's just who's going to get it? It can't be Trump.
Yesterday, two things on that. Yesterday, the president being in Minnesota sends a very clear signal that the White House, the campaign team, wants to be on offense. And let's go win states that we got close in, Minnesota, but didn't win. And this is a campaign that's not going to hunker down in defense and say, we got to make sure we win Wisconsin, albeit they will be there plenty of times. We got to win Michigan, so let's spend all of our time there. They're saying we're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also going to go to states like Minnesota, where we think we have a chance to pick up a state. One, two. And if you saw Speaker Pelosi's comments this week, trying to somewhat belittle the progressives in her caucus, saying, "Oh, it's like five of them."
Yeah, right.
Look at recent survey data that shows 51% of self-identified Democrats say socialism should be considered because the current failures of the current system. 51%.
That's unreal. Unreal.
And she may say it's only five progressives in her caucus,
yeah,
but every time those five progressives talk, all 18 of their Democratic presidential candidates say the exact same thing that day or within a week.
Yeah. David Avella, how do people connect with you?
GOPAC, GOPAC.org, or on Twitter, David_Avella, A-V-E-L-L-A.
Keep the fight. You're all over the place. Good work.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. ESPN 93.5. We'll see. But if he's in Minnesota, can he win Minnesota? I don't think. When Ronald Reagan won 49 states, he didn't win Minnesota. I don't know about Minnesota. I think that's pretty blue. All right, my friends, may I give you a $1,000 opportunity? We have a partnership with Cuskey Landscaping, and as their partner, it's our job to get people like you that might want to do a little landscaping. Let me help you. Let me just write a check for you. No biggie. I want to take care of $1,000 of this. No, really. I mean it. Text in your zip code, and you'll have a shot at getting $1,000 toward landscaping. Maybe you want to do, I don't know, the backyard barbecue grill with a pergola. That'd be pretty sweet. Well, we'll get you started anyway with $1,000. You'll have to make a deal here within the next 7 days or so. Text me your zip code at 359-2255. And you have a shot at $1,000.
Might just want to get some flower beds and things like that. The curbside appeal going in the front. I know our automatic knee-jerk reaction is the backyard and making it a better living space. But
and you're saying, why not curb appeal?
Exactly.
Well, sure. Good thinking, Diane. 359-2255. Text in your zip code. And you have a shot at the $1,000 giveaway. I'm going to be calling you after 9 if you win. So stand by. My friends, 1000 Cuskey Landscaping, KOUSKI.com. You can check out some of the work. You've heard some of the testimonials as we've been running those, but it's head-shaking beautiful. It's really, really wonderful. If you want a chance at this $1,000, text in your zip code now, 359-2255. For a chance, 359-2255. Text it in now, and good luck to you.
Milwaukee beat St. Louis 10-7. Why are they pitching to Yelich?
Christian Yelich, and again, he has 7 home runs in 5 games with the Cardinals this year. No one has ever hit more than 10 home runs in a season.
He'll be like, oh, good, we get to play the Cardinals.
Nobody has ever hit more than 10 home runs in a season against the Cardinals in the history of 125 years, whatever.
And here we are, it's just barely into the
with
season.
5 games. I would not pitch to him. Because the Cardinals can't beat Milwaukee pitching to him. So let's try not pitching to him and see what happens. He had 7 RBIs last night. So, whatever.
Should we skip the Red Bull?
Yeah, skip it. I mean,
the Cubs win, so you can queue up some Cubs
here we go.
Comments.
Yep, you got that.
There go the runners, the 3-2. Low and outside, ball 4, forces in a run. Cubs lead 1-0. 1-2. Bodie lines one, base hit to left field. It'll drive in 2. Over to pick it up, Granderson near the line. Racing to third and going to second is Bodie safely. Contreras to third safely. 2-run double for David Bodie. Cubs lead 3-0.
Excellent. And they've got, again, a 6-10 start from Miami on US 105.9.
Yep.
And Chicago White Sox over Kansas City 5-4. NHL action has the Blues hosting Winnipeg in the quest for that Stanley Cup in this first round of the tournament. NBA playoffs yesterday had the LA Clippers in a 31-point comeback. It breaks an NBA record in the playoffs, 135-131 over Golden State yesterday. And we had the 76ers over the Nets, 145-123. Wow, some high-scoring games. Reading about an NFL trending topic on the sources saying NFL quarterback Russell Wilson, who's 30, making a deal with the Seattle Seahawks, reaching a 4-year, $140 million extension.
Woo!
And a $65 million signing bonus.
What?
Highest paid deal ever.
Wait,
NFL.
65 toward the 140, but not 65 on top of the
140.
It's got to be part of the 140. Okay. You can't give a guy $50 million a year.
It's a big deal.
I mean, Drew Brees gets 20. Tom Brady gets 10 and a bunch of deferred.
Well, and there's a list here. Aaron Rodgers is up there, but it says a $140 million extension that includes a $65 million signing bonus.
So you get most of it up front.
Highest paying player in NFL history.
So he'll King's Ham, this 32 take home. He'll give about half of that away.
Who is that agent? He is saying, we're in the money.
Well, the agent gets, doesn't he get 10% of that?
Right.
So that'd be 6.5. He'll be giving up 3 of that, 3.5 clear. Okay, good money.
Wow.
Good if you can get it.
Exactly. So that's essentially sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. Boy, there's just so many areas you can go here. You can go to the express purchase. Say what? Yeah, you're in your feety pajamas? Oh, I know you wear them. It's 10:30 at night. You're at your computer. You go to drivechampagne.com. Click on Honda. All these Hondas come up. And then on the right-hand side says Express Purchase. You can just buy one from your computer, and they'll drive it to you. Wow. You can go into their award-winning dealership if you'd like.
Sure.
We were in there just, what's today, Tuesday? We were in Saturday. And it's just a good place. It's just a really, really, really good feel when you walk in. Just good people willing to give you the service because they are an award winner. They're good every day. Say hey to Ben Quattron. It's drivechampagne.com off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Weather next. Sergeant Ant.
Gusts up to 23 miles per hour on Thursday with the thunderstorms that could come in. High 64, low 41. Cloudy and windy with a high 52 Friday. 64 with sunshine Saturday. Lots of egg hunts happening with churches and park districts and communities coming together. And then on Easter Sunday, we've got a high 76 with partly cloudy conditions. Many have Easter Monday off. That's a thing now. And I know Unity's off school from now until next Tuesday.
Wow.
So it's kind of our spring break. Okay. We didn't kind of get one of those.
All right.
Right now, the temperature's at 50. ESPN 93.5.
All right. Again, thank you for all your text in at 359-2255. Text your zip code. Have a shot at the Kuski Landscaping $1,000. Also tomorrow, another round of Spring Green.
Okay.
I give a couple of people a shot to get $250 in Spring Green work.
It makes such a big difference when you get those treatments and don't have the weeds.
And then
it kind of makes you mad at the other neighbors who have the dandelions.
Clean up your yard. Come on.
You don't want those seeds blowing in your yard.
Come on, Bob. And then Friday, we introduce you to Freedom Roofing. And if you got a roofing issue...
Boy, in the windy conditions we've been having, people have been discovering that, ooh, I have a leak or
problems.
Some shingles have been blowing off.
If you need a roof, I'm going to get you kind of leapfrogged into that deal as well. Freedom Roofing, you know, they obviously do free estimates, but I'm going to offer $1,000 for that too.
Huh.
What's going on here?
Nice.
Join the U of I Community Credit Union. That's Friday. Join the U of I Community Credit Union for a Shred-a-palooza. A free event with shred trucks, food and fun. The event will take place Saturday, April 20. Weather okay?
Yes.
10 to 2, their First Street branch, shred trucks. What's a shred truck?
I mean, it looks like a garbage truck. It's just
it's really
that they have these grinders.
Old, yeah.
And you can bring up to 5 boxes.
Yeah, but here's the question. Are you talking apple boxes or refrigerator boxes? I mean, really?
I would say a tub that you normally do organizing in is probably on the bigger side.
Horse trough tub?
My husband was asking this yesterday, like a banker's box is what the way he called it.
I'm sure.
You know, something that you get the reams of paper in is probably what they're anticipating.
Well, only
if you have trouble hauling it up to them, that's probably a problem.
Yeah.
You got to make it so that you can manage it.
It's kind of like my... my garbage pickup with Alana Recycling, who I like a lot, by the way, where you kind of smash down the top to kind of pretend you don't have
just
as much
make
as
it happen.
You have in there. anyway, yeah, so this is coming up on the Shred-a-palooza, U of I Community Credit Union, local food trucks, giant bubbles, touch a truck, more fun, inflatables, shred trucks will bring 5 boxes that you can carry.
Right.
I'm being facetious in just a bit. So enjoy that.
Saturday 10 to 2.
It's going to be definitely something you need. And I'm thinking about getting a shredder at home because this whole identity theft thing is kind of real. So you got to really protect yourself on that.
Especially after tax day. Most of the sensitive documents are already surfacing. So get it taken care of.
Okay. We are having a travel show on April 30. You are invited. I would love to see you there because it's just fun to sit and listen and think about where you might want to travel to. We love travel. It's coming up. Hi, it's CBJ with CBJ Travel, inviting you to join us for our trip to Munich, Salzburg, Vienna, and the Oberammergau Passion Play in June of 2020. It's a once-in-a-lifetime trip, and tickets are going fast. Join Mary Beth Kurosik for this incredible trip and enjoy the Passion Play in Oberammergau, performed just once every 10 years since the 1600s. You can learn more about this trip at the Stevie J Travel Spring Travel Show, Tuesday, April 30th at 5 p.m. at the iHotel and Conference Center. You'll have a chance chance to win door prizes, and they'll get you 20% off your dinner at Houlihan's after the show. All of the details for Oberammergau and our trips to Alaska, the Rhine River, our canyon country trip, our cruise to Hawaii, and our off-the-beaten-track with Larry Cantor to Italy. We'll be detailing all of this at the Stevie J Spring Travel Show, Tuesday, April 30th at 5 p.m. at the iHotel and Conference Center in Champaign. Where do you want to go?